get to be down here and see all them pretty soup bean snappers and gravy toppers, I want you to look at them. We're ready to get started, Jerry. We'd like to introduce a great little artist. No finer person could ever open anybody's show. From down Dallas, Texas way, a little gal who gives everything when she gets out here. All right, big welcome, Miss Charlene Arthur.
Of entertainers backstage just waiting to get out here and sing their songs for you. But before any of the rest of them get out here, I'd like to do... I'm having a party all by myself. I'm having a party all by myself. You thought you'd leave me sitting on the chair. But you find out by and by I'm not gonna sit at home and cry. I'm having a party all by myself.
Guitar player, none other than Mr. Guitar himself, Chester Arthur.
Thank you, Eddie Hill. I'll tell some lies for you sometime. And if you will, boys, help me out and let's play about one chorus of the downhill drag. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're all awful kind here, and I appreciate it. You know, I've been playing this old guitar for about 25 years. Ever since I can remember, I've been picking to get to you, or trying to. I promised this guitar about 15 years ago I was going to stick with it through thick and thin, and I've stuck so far. Of course, at times I've got pretty thin. I managed to stick with it. I'd like to say I usually get a little laugh on that joke there. That was little enough. Thank you. One time I heard of a fellow that could play two tunes at once on a piano. And that was sort of a challenge to me, and I decided that I would try to do that. So I learned to do it. It don't prove anything, except that I haven't got a one-track mind, I reckon. So I thought I'd try to play it to you all tonight. On the high strings will be Dixie, and on the low strings is Yankee Doo. I thank you.
Youngin' I reckon we've ever worked with from up in Wheeling, West Virginia. How Lone Pine, huh? Thank you very much, Eddie Hill, and good evening, folks. It's a great pleasure to be here tonight. And I'd like to kind of sing a little tune that's called I'd Like to Sit with the Babysitter. Younger girls are so much prettier. Occupy, occupy, eyes of blue. Can't you see, honey, I love you? I'm a middle-aged, lonely guy. Never spent my time a spooning. Always thought a wiser man I would be if I never went honeymooning. A friend invited me one day to meet his family. And the babysitter most of all took a definite liking to me. I'd like to sit with the babysitter. Younger girls are so much prettier. Occupy, occupy, eyes of blue. Can't you see, honey, I love you.
Hey!
Thank you. Right now, we've got a little lady. Been putting out some very fine records in the last year or so. Betty Cody. Betty's going to give you a little sample of the yodeling now. She's picked out a little tune called Wanna Be a Cowboy Sweetheart. Honey, let's see you
let's
do it.
Let's go. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride on the plains and the desert. Out west of the great divide. I want to hear
back in now to give you a few imitations.
An imitation of Bud Ivy playing on that steel guitar. A little tune called Treasure Island. Boys, give a key there, will you? Going to change from the steel guitar to the old banjo this time, and the tune is called Silver Bells.
Right now, I want you to meet a fella from Nashville. He's a mighty good entertainer. The original Brush Apes and Corn Fed and Hand Spank Country Boy, Smiling Eddie Hill. Let's give him a great big hand.
Who was you expecting, Liberace? It sure is good to get down here. Just wish my poor old sugar could have been here, though.
Hello.
I wish you could see her. She's a great big old fat girl. For I recollect down home, we never did have too much things happening down there. And it was a big circus come to town one time down there in Stumptown, that Polk County where I was born and half raised. So we went down there, and boy, that place had just crowded. Oh, there wasn't room enough to set a walking stick. You never seen such a crowd of people there. Finally, I grabbed her by the arm, and I run up to the far corner of the tent, and I says, "Here, sugar booger, let's sit down right here." And I looked up, and you know why nobody had one sitting there? Some little old boy took his barlow knife and cut a hole in the tent, and it'd come a shower of rain and leak down on the seat, you know, and so I just walked over the wall and tore one of these advertisers off. I spread it down right good and smooth, like for her to sit down on, you know. We sat there and watched the show, and it was over with. We got out and started for home. We hadn't went but about a block till a bunch of boys started sniggering and giggling. She says, "What are they laughing at?" I said, "This don't pay no attention to them. It shows they ain't got no gumption. They're pure Egypt, that's all." Passed a bunch of old men, and the minute they started laughing too, and she says, "I'm good and tired of this. I want to know what they're laughing at." I said, "You walk on up in front of me, sugar booger, and I'll see if I can't find out." She took two or three steps over in front of me, and I looked at her. Before she had sat down on that wet advertiser across my bosom of her dress back there, it had come off in great big letters. Big show in town tonight. Curtain going up at 8 o'clock. I'd like to do one of your calls. She's my little sugar booger.
Hey, you beat that
my little sugar booger, everybody wants to hug her, but she'll only pucker up for me. You get hold of my girl, I'll warp you with a wet swirl, I'll knock your eyeballs out, you can't see. I want to squall and bawl and run up the wall when my sugar gives sugar to me. I want to take her in my arms and sample all of her charms. She's gooder than stuff and better than taters, you see. While I'm a-bumping my gums and a-wagging my jaw, give my little red garter to her maw and her paw. I really crochet just what to say I've done. But me and Sugar Booger sure have lots of fun. Two wagon greasing from town, that's where I can be found, keeping Sugar Booger company. She's corn-fed and hand-spanked. Her folks sure to be thanked for raising Sugar Booger for me.
Thank you.
We've got another fella that saw if a gun can wade to Mississippi and never get his kneecaps wet. I never seen such a set of legs on anything in my life. Looks like a killdee. Wait till he gets out here.
I'd like you to meet him right now. One of the best boys I ever seen my dad play and put together, as I reckon.
The Hawk of the West Virginia Hills, Hawk Joe Hawkins. Hey.
Thank you very kindly, neighbor. Thank you very much. And I'd like to say a very cheerful good evening to you. Hope you all enjoying the show and like the little part of it here that I got lined up for you. It will take a heap of lovin', a heap of turtle lovin', if you want me to forgive you, hon. You better kiss me till I'm dizzy, keep those lips of mine so busy, I'll forget the nasty thing you've done. It'll take a heap of lovin', a heap of fancy huggin', making up for all the nights I cried. So keep saying I'm good looking, better come and do my cooking, if you want me to forget my pride. I saw you with another, did you think that I was blind? So be nice, my friend, put it up and get the picture out of your mind. Till your love for me increases, but it's hard to pack the pieces of the heart you broke and carelessly. Kisses in the oven, it'll take a heap of lovin', if you want a heap of love from me. Thank you very much, neighbor. Thank you very, very kindly. Thank you just a whole lot. I got another one here that I'd like to sing for you. So I'm gonna ask the boys to kind of help me out on a little thing here called Rebound. Boys, ready? I fell in love with a pretty little gal, I had it bad but good. I asked her if she'd marry me and she promised that she would. But when our wedding day come round, she left me in the lurch with nothing but a broken heart waiting at the church. And now I'm on the rebound,
rebound, rebound,
on the rebound,
rebound, rebound,
looking all around for someone new. On the rebound,
rebound, rebound,
on the rebound,
rebound, rebound.
And I gotta get another, gotta get another, gotta get another, and I don't care who. I bet there's lots of pretty gals that like a guy like me, just to have a real good time and keep me company. So from now on I'll play the field and never settle down, just fancy free to run around with every gal in town. And I'll stay on the rebound,
rebound, rebound,
on the rebound,
rebound, rebound,
looking all around for someone new. On the rebound,
rebound, rebound,
on the rebound,
rebound, rebound.
And I gotta get another, gotta get another, gotta get another, and I don't care.
Bye. Special to come over here. I didn't spend a lot of money for it. In fact, I got it for a bargain. I heard one fella say I must have got it for a ridiculous figure. But I was coming in out there, you know, tonight, and there was two nice-looking fellas standing there, and I heard one of them say to the other when he seen me, he says, "Ain't that the ugliest girl you ever seen?" The other said, "Yeah, she's awful ugly. But she might be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." And the other said, "Well, let's skin her." Well, I'm going to sing now. If them handsome fellas will come out here and give me a chart, I'd like to rip off here with a few sweet spasms of comfort and joy. It's called How to Catch a Man with the Minnie Pearl Plan. Let it go, fellas. You've got plenty more. Oh, how to catch a man. How to catch a man. Girls are always asking me, how do you catch a man? Catch him while you can with a mini purple. Here's a little tip on how to catch a man. Tell him who can live as cheap as one. Promise him anything.
got a few folks to get ready right now to meet the star of our big RCA Victor Country and Western Caravan. So without further ado, here he is, Mr. Hank Snow!
Thank you, gentlemen. That was awfully nice of you. We're awfully glad to be here, friends, as part of the RCA Victor Caravan to see so many of you wonderful friends and neighbors here with us tonight. Last day, we were rolling down the flag beams of 11, and he comes back. I'm rolling on. Still up a line too high for my little old guys, so I'm moving on. Loud whistle and the blue and blues. Now hello to the Southland. We're coming to you and we're moving on. We're rolling on. He has a laugh on me, so I said he's free and I'm moving along. Take one round. All over now, so I'm moving on. You switch your engine, now I ain't got time for a driving woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on. Done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, but you can settle a price, cause I'm moving on. Let me hear that. But someday, baby, when you've had to play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Stay the way you move on. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on. Say, my friends, I'm moving on.
Hey, 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 hey!
Thank you very kindly. Thank you very much. Now, friends, we don't have the time that we'd like to have to spend with you to sing all the songs we'd like to sing. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to tangle a few of them together here. We'll start away with one that started like this. Well, come on, you two, and give a listen to me. Let me tell you about a new boogie beat. There's no hesitation. It's even the nation. It's a boogie woogie, never found American way. While Madame Bazonga was teaching the conga in a little cabana in old Havana, we were doing the talking and balls of the jazz. And that old black bottom color started to give the bug red. Up and up. See you again. Good night, good luck, good health, and may the good Lord be proud of you. Thank you, friends.
Thank you.